time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber and Cranny Self Storage in Danvers. And now your hosts, Dom DeCastro and Nick Kukuru.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom DeCastro, Nick Kukuru, back in the valley. Here we are, another week. And we're rocking and rolling. So what's up, Nick?
Not much, you know. Busy, which is a good thing.
It is very busy. So busy that we're going to go back to the winter season with our guests. We have to, though. We had to get the North Andover boys on. They're going to be on after the break. Mm-hmm. That basketball team went all the way to the state semifinals.
Yeah, in Division One.
Yeah. And we had, it's like a makeup call because we didn't give them any love during the season. We were like, Lawrence. Mm-hmm. You know, we
are Lawrence and Andover.
Yeah, we had them in the state final. We had Fazio on, but then we got Coach Tanglis, you know, from North Andover. Oh, yeah. And then Paul Tanglis, and he's been great helping get the boys on. So thank you, Paul. And yeah, we're going to have these boys on. You learn all about what they're doing, what's going on in their worlds for the spring and beyond. So that's going to be a lot of fun. And I don't think there's any reason to waste any more time, Nick. Let's just get them on. What do you think?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, let's take a break. On the other side, North Andover boys, basketball players, historic season, and what's going on in their worlds after.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom DeCastro, Nick Kukuru here with our three and only guests of the day. Going to be the captain trio for North Andover boys basketball. Nick, once again, we promised to move on to the spring season, but we just can't. We just can't.
No, too many good things happen in the winter.
Exactly, especially the Merrimack Valley. And these guys stepped it up this year. And no, you know, everyone was Lawrence, you know, Andover, and you guys did better than both of them. So great season. Congrats to Jake, Denny, Zach Walensky, and Liam Trundy. What's going on, guys? Just shout out. How you doing?
Doing good.
Doing great.
Doing good. Yeah, thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Pleasure to have you on. Let's start with Jake. So Jake, go back to your role on that team, that historic team, and what got the job done. I mean, you fell just shy of that final game, but you know what got you to that point? You guys, I mean, just achieved great things.
I mean, that season was honestly everything to us. I mean, just being able to be in that position, you know, as a senior captain, starting center, you know, to kind of be that vocal leader was a really big thing. And I think what really led us to, you know, the point where we got to was just like how we were as a team. I think we had the greatest chemistry I've ever played on as a team. Like we're all so tight, so together. And I think that just made us play well together. And I think our guys trusted the captains trusted our teammates. And I think we just worked well, great together, and we're ready for a long run.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We're over to Zach. Zach, take us to that tournament run. Just looking at these scores, just nerve-wracking is the first thing that comes to mind. Right? Overtime, the number 24 seed gave you a bit of a scare in the round of 32. Then you bury Springfield Central, and then you had another barn burner against Waltham. So, man, that sounds a pulse-pounding run for you guys.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I mean, the reaction from the fans after that New Bedford game was just like, oh, my God, I couldn't breathe like the whole game. yeah, it was unbelievable. I mean, it just shows like from the young team that we had, it just shows like the importance of leadership, like our responsibility as captains. You know, the youngest guy is our biggest responsibility. And so to bring everyone together as a team, make them feel comfortable was so important. That kept them going, specifically New Bedford. I think we had the lead. We were up 3 with like 2 seconds left. And then they hit that like half court buzzer beater to go into overtime. And, you know, I think we kind of were shocked a little bit. We were like, okay, we got to keep playing. And then the biggest thing for us as leaders, we looked at each other and we said like, yeah, we got to go play overtime. We got to go beat these guys. We know we can do it. And then moved on to Springfield Central, who we came ready to play. We were fired up that game. Obviously we had a lot of momentum from the first game. And then Waltham, was unbelievable too. That was an Elite Eight home game. Like, you can't ask for much better than that. Their whole community was there. Our whole community was there. Crozier Gym was the busiest I've seen it. And then just to go ahead and, you know, take care of business was just something special. So I think it was Denny. Right after the game, I turned to him. I'm like, dude, this is like the best experience I've ever had in my entire life. So just amazing run, incredible run. To do it in front of our whole community was just so special, so memorable. So we did it for them. We did it for our team. We just, you know, we did it for all of North Andover. So yeah. Unbelievable.
That's pretty cool. Like, so you, that was in the moment. You realized what was happening. Like, you realized that moment was huge.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Awesome. That's awesome. Love that. Liam, is Trundy how you pronounce it?
Yeah, Trundy.
Nice. So, yeah. Liam, you know, if someone were to tell you at the beginning of the season, like, yep, you guys are going to go to the Final Four, you know, what would you tell them?
I mean, no one was saying that this very year. I mean, we were the 8th seed in the Christmas tournament. And I don't know, I feel like that kind of set like a set of fire underneath us, and we kind of just worked the whole season. It just kept getting better, and I don't know, led us to the Final Four. But yeah.
Okay, so you guys were seeded. So the Christmas tournament seeds you guys on their own. Wow. Okay, so that must have, so they gave you some bulletin board material then.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. eighth out of eight teams isn't the best seeding.
No, that's like who was it for Farley Dickinson? That's like a Farley Dickinson seed, and you guys went ahead and Farley Dickinson did up like for the rest of the year. You just kept beating everybody and, you know, moving past expectations. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Back over to Jake Denny. I mean, you guys 13-7 regular season record. I don't want to say fly under the radar, but man, I'm assuming you guys played some really tough teams in the regular season that prepared you for, you know, the big show.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think for sure the MVC is probably the toughest conference, one of the toughest conferences you can play in Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. And I think just going night in, night out, going toe to toe with teams like Lawrence and Central, Andover, Lowell, all those guys, they've got great coaches, great players. I mean, tons of talent over there on every level. I mean, Lawrence was full of talent. They've got a bunch of college players. So I think every game we had against them and really all those teams just like geared us up, especially for our young guys too. I think we had a lot of guys first time ever experiencing varsity play. So I think really just like getting that experience under their belt geared like all of us up to like be able to make a run in the playoffs, because we sensed the competition and knew how well we matched up with it.
Yeah. And the Merrimack Valley, you guys take a lot of pride in getting big wins in the Valley. Mm-hmm. Zach Walensky, was there a moment during the Merrimack Valley season where you said, all right, you know what? That win was special. We're going to do something more now with the season.
Yeah, I mean, I think everyone knows where we're going with this one. I think it was the first Andover game. Second game of the season, we started off 1-0 against Chelmsford. And then we go right into Andover. Who obviously is, it's a tough environment. The Dunn gym, you know, it's loud, it's noisy, it's all Andover fans. So no one in that gym wants you to win that game. And so to go in there, and then Andover, I think, was seeded like top 10 in the state during that moment. And then we weren't on anyone's radar. And then to go in there and beat them by 1 point, I think made a pretty impressive statement. No, it wasn't over. It was just the fourth quarter. We, pulled ahead by one and then held the lead. And then, yeah, to be able to beat that Andover team was always a big rivalry. We've always had good games against them. And then last year, or my sophomore season, they always pulled away at the end. And so we weren't able to beat them. So to be able to beat them by 1 point at their place was something pretty special. So I think that fired us up for the rest of the season. And then we were able to beat them again later in the season. So I think that was the game that really kickstarted everyone in that. Everyone realized like, yeah, we can play with anyone. So I would say the second game of the season led us to 2-0 going into the Christmas tournament, which was really good.
Yeah. Nick, I'm going to take Liam for this one because I got to ask him. We're on a Zoom here so we can see everyone's faces.
Oh yeah.
Liam, were you rocking that stash during the tournament?
So I was rocking the full, playoff facial hair, you know,
full beard.
Yeah. Full beard. Wow. Yeah, so I was saying like, oh, once we lose in the playoffs, I'll like shave it off, like little, but I couldn't let the stash go.
You kept the stash.
Yeah, I kept the stash. I couldn't let it go. I don't know. It's a part of it. Yeah.
And what's the reception in the school hallways? You get like, you know, some attention with that, like, you know,
pretty good, I don't know, man. I guess. Yeah, a lot of stares. A lot of stares.
So that's devastating to. If you're on the other team and you're getting beat by the dude with the full beard, then that's devastating. If you hit a big shot, that's demoralizing for the other team.
Yeah, it's. I'd say so.
What was your role now? Seriously, like, what was your role in the team, Liam? Where did you contribute? And you know, did that change from previous years? Did you play in like new position, or did you keep pretty solid with like where you were playing?
Well, I had an injury in like the start of the year, so it kind of set me back a little, and so I don't know. I think I kept more of like a mentor role to like the younger kids and like help them out throughout the year. But yeah.
Nice. That's important.
Yeah.
For sure. Jack Denny, going to, you know, current day, you playing a spring sport right now?
Yeah, I'm playing baseball.
Oh, okay. Nice. So how's that going? I know North Andover is always good at baseball too, right? Won a Super 8 fairly recently.
Yeah. I mean, me and Liam, we're both playing, it's going pretty well so far. We've had one game on Friday where we went to Arlington, beat them 18-3.
Oh, nice.
But we're a very young team. Same thing with the basketball team. Very, very young. I'm a pitcher, so I pitch league righty. So it's going to be a fun season. I mean, we're looking pretty promising, but you know, we're going to see how it goes. It's always tough. You know, we play a tough schedule with, you know, our success in the past. We've won the MVC, I think, 7-8. You're straight, okay. So it's gonna be tough, but yeah, it'll be fun.
Yeah, did you have to pitch in the cold Friday? It was freezing on Friday.
I didn't have to pitch on Friday, so I got out of that one.
Are you the number two, number three bullpen? Where do you sit?
I think I'm the number three. I'm more of like the closer. I'm not really a stretch pitcher, but I'll come in at the end of the games.
Nice. Zach Walensky, what's your spring look like?
Yeah, so for me, I'm doing AAU basketball. I'm playing on the New England Storm, which is based out of New Hampshire, and we're on the hoop group circuit. So last weekend, we had a tournament or showcase in New Jersey. And then these following weekends in April and May, we're going to places like Pittsburgh, back to New Jersey, Connecticut, Indianapolis. So places like that, just showcasing ourselves. Some are tournaments, some are just showcase games. So we'll be doing that every weekend in front of like college coaches and everything. And then I also play football. So I'm doing a lot of football offseason training with the team, like doing some lifts 2 days a week. And then just playing a lot of basketball, which is pretty good for me. So, yeah.
Liam, you want to take the same question? Catch us up with some baseball. As Jack mentioned, you're on the team as well.
Yeah, like I said, both on the team. I'm excited for this year. I mean, it's kind of, again, like the same vibes as the basketball team. I don't think many people are expecting us to do good, but I think we got like a lot of good young kids, and I feel like we could shock the league. this year.
What's your role there, Liam, for baseball?
Same thing. I'm kind of just helping out. That same injury is kind of sticking around, so I can't play right now. But yeah, I'm kind of helping out. Same thing, just mentoring the youngin.
That shows a lot of dedication. You know, if you can't really make your presence known on the field, on the court, you're helping out the team. That's a dedication right there. It takes a lot of dedication.
Thank you.
Yeah. Back to Jake. Maybe one more round. I mean, what's the big picture for you? You know, baseball ends. What happens going forward?
You know, sadly, I'm not sure if college basketball will be in my future, but I'm planning on going to UMass Amherst next year. So that'll be good. I'll be studying business there. I'll obviously keep a ball in my hand, maybe play some club ball, something like that. But really just, you know, enjoying the end of my senior year and, you know, just take the next step in the college. That's really it.
Yeah. And Zach, you're getting ready for a senior year at North Andover, right? So we'll ask you that for your final question is does this team have the potential to make another run like it did this year?
Yeah. I mean, I think so for sure. I think we had 13 on the team last year. So we got 11 guys returning. I think like 8 played in a Final Four game. So I think to have that under their belt allows them to, you know, go week or game one, game two, and have that experience under the belt, which is very important. So that'll give them a lot of confidence when we get ready to go. Off season, we've actually started already. We're doing 2 nights a week, getting together, just keeping a ball in our hand, keeping everyone playing together. So yeah, I think this team is absolutely capable of doing it again. Obviously, Coach Tanglis, the whole coaching staff, we'll be ready to go again. Best coaching staff in the state, without a doubt. Nice. So I'm excited to work with them again, have this pretty much the same team that we've had. I'm very excited. We've already gotten to work. And, you know, our Final Four was awesome, but our goal this year is obviously a championship. So I'm very excited. I think we can definitely reach that goal.
I like the confidence. And finally wrapping up with Liam Trundy, what's life post-North Andover look like for you, North Andover High?
Going off to college, I'm going down to URI, very business there. Hopefully I can like find like an intramural team, maybe a little 3-on-3, still keep the ball in my hand, but yeah, nothing much. Just finishing up senior year. It's getting easier day by day. So yeah.
Mailing it in, huh?
Yeah. Already.
Well, the course load gets lighter, right? As you go forward and all of a sudden it's like May, there's no classes anymore.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Jake Denny, Zach Walensky, Liam Trundy, part of one of the North Andover's best basketball teams of all time. You guys should be super proud. And we wish you nothing but the best going forward. Great baseball season, guys. And Zach, best of luck with off-season basketball and football, and then basketball again next year. Thanks for joining us in the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, fellas.
Thank you.
Of course, thank you for having us.
All right. Yeah, have a good one.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right, the three guests in the books, Nick. Impressive as usual. Love hearing from the student athletes.
Mm-hmm. Big time.
Yep. And I feel like both shows, North Shore and Merrimack Valley, has just had some super impressive teams and student athletes. I love having those multiple guest interviews. They always work the best.
Yep. Oh, for sure.
All right. We are going to take a break, and you are going to hear from Nick and Dom, our top Merrimack Valley sports moments of the week. That's right. Whatever the Lowell Southern Eagle Tribune tell us. And we will tell you that after the break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street, in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dominic Cashner, Cuckoo, closing things out after those North Andover boys basketball players gave us the scoop. Mm-hmm. Nick, we have scoured the valley, and our goal is to find, you know, one big story each in this segment, the Merrimack Valley Spring Sports Report. And hey, if there's three or four big stories, we'll mention those too. But we have scoured the top two, and this is what we came up with. I'll go first. Haley McCarthy, senior at Draken High School 8 years ago, standout two-sport athlete, softball and ice hockey. She moved on to Fitchburg State, batted 373, 21 games played there, and guess what? She is back in the Valley, making her debut as the head coach of the Haverhill Hilly softball team. Only 4 years removed from college, and here she is, 26 years old, ripping it up. Not a great start for her. They lost to Pawtucket to open the season, 10-2. Freezing cold day, she says, to the Eagle Tribune. Molly LaBelle, sophomore ace from Pawtucket. What's that?
Was that game in Haverhill?
Yes. Groveland, Pawtucket.
Okay.
Yeah, why?
I just remember there's a certain game in Haverhill that winter. What was it, 2015? I just remember it because it was the most ridiculous collective complaints that I've ever gotten, where, you know, nobody played any sports for the first 2.5 weeks that the season was going on. And Manchester Essex randomly played Haverhill in softball, and they played because they plowed the turf field. And I had these awesome pictures of, you know, girls playing ball off a snowbank in center field, and like,
oh yeah.
And, you know, certain other town that I cover got a little upset that another softball team was covered before them.
Oh.
And it was multiple people. I couldn't believe what I was actually hearing.
They didn't even start the season yet?
They didn't even start the season yet. And they were upset that the team that did start the season 2 weeks before they even played a game got a little bit of coverage.
That's the oddest complaint I've ever heard.
Yeah, that's why Haverhill stands out. Haverhill softball stands out to me because of that.
Like, it's actually a legitimate complaint if they open the season on the same day.
Yeah. But that wouldn't happen.
Right.
And they know it. So,
and I say legitimate complaint. I'm barely saying it's legitimate.
That would be legitimate, but that probably wouldn't happen though.
Yeah, you could kind of see that, but yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. So McCarthy's team's got a sophomore pitcher, Kayla Irwin for Haverhill. She looked really good in her first varsity start. She struck out six, in the first four innings. They were only, losing 4-1. Then things kind of got out of hand. Pawtucket took over, scored six runs. Nikki Mitchell from Pawtucket, great day, 3-for-4. So, the Hillies, did lose Olivia DeCisso. She's playing softball at Mitchell College. Kaya Birdie, three sports star, and Riley Wendell. So that's a big trio to lose there. Kaylin Mazzaglia is back. 306 is a freshman. Sam Dion, 414, 20 RBIs in her sophomore last year. She's returned to Haverhill. So yeah, they early season, and it's good to see the Valley's, one of the Valley's big names from Drake get back, Haley McCarthy. Good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What's your big news of the week, Nick, for the Merrimack Valley?
A little bit of a milestone, actually, over at Billerica. Girls lacrosse sophomore Sarah McLeod, an 11-6 win over Methuen last week, her 100th career goal. 100th career goal as a sophomore.
Woohoo!
Pretty legit.
Yes.
That was early in the season, so that means she had like 80-something, that worst last year.
Yeah. If that was the other show, she would be a classic S-U-P-E-R.
Yeah,
super exactly. Performance.
Yep.
Great shot, kid. That was one of them.
Danny probably play that. Great shot, kid. Yeah. All right. So that's awesome. You said Billerica girls lacrosse?
Yes.
Yeah. We know that the boys were in like the state finals, I believe, last year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. We'll have to watch the news out of the green and white, as they call them. What are they? Are they the Sachems? No. What's their team mascot, Bill Ricker?
The Indians.
Indians, okay. Still? Oh, my goodness. They still the Indians. All right. Well, good. I think this is a good little model. Don't you think, like, Nick and Dom find their big news in the Valley?
Absolutely.
You should actually do that in the North Shore show, too. Absolutely. It's, like, more, like, consistent, you know? It's, like, focuses us instead of, like, yeah, I don't know, the prep's good this year, or... No, let's do that. Let's take our Nick and Dom's top stories. I like it. I like it a lot. All right. Well,
I'm game.
Yeah. Yeah. That calls it a week. And hey, if you listen in, if you think you have the top story, you let us know. They don't even know how to contact us, though. How do we? Let's see. Nick and Nick on Twitter. That would be a good one. Yeah. Right. It's like Nick and _ Nick, I believe. So, all right. Sounds good. Well, msondersports.com host us. Thanks, guys. Thanks to our sponsors. Kelly Media owns the show. We're here every week, and we come out Thursdays on msundersports.com. Nick, anything else?
No.
All right, let's call it a show. Thank you for joining us, everybody. We'll see you next week.